Hi folks, Rob Novak here with a reminder for Collaboration University 2009 for Lotus Quicker's Same Time and Connections. This year in Chicago, September 14th through 16th, and London, September 21st through 23rd. Register soon, early registration ends soon, as do the deals we have on IBM-sponsored hotel deals. Thanks very much. We'll see you there. www.collaborationuniversity.com.
It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 98 of the Taking Notes podcast for July 7th, 2009. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
The singing Julian Robichaud, who you'll hear sing at the beginning of the podcast if I don't edit it out. But Julian, how you been?
I've been doing real good, Bruce. It's been alternately, you know, busy with work and busy with family and busy with travel, but it's all good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just returned from a couple days at the coast, got a little suntan. Drank a little bit too much wine, but you know, back in the saddle here, about to head off to work, and we squeezed in a podcast this morning with who, Julian?
With my fellow Snaps employee Victor Krantz and my Snaps boss Rob Novak.
And what did we chat about?
Well, Victor's been working with Adobe Air and Flex, and he built these a couple of really cool free tools for Quicker called Panda Bear and Flipper. And we just kind of wanted to talk about, you know, developing with Air, why we did that, what do Panda Bear and Flipper do, and, you know, why should you download them?
Mm-hmm. It's a great interview talking about two really, really, really cool groundbreaking products that I think have a lot of potential and future to help people out administering their Quicker sites with Flipper and for end users with Panda Bear. So let's have a listen.
Here we go. Ever so kind and gentle is he.
So hey everyone, welcome to Rob Novak and Victor Krantz to the Taking Notes podcast. How you guys doing?
Great, thanks Bruce.
Great, thanks.
And that singing at the beginning was actually Julian singing what, Julian?
That was the melodious tunes of the Flipper theme song.
Is Flipper was it a worldwide show, or was it just in the United States?
I don't know. Victor, did you watch it growing up?
I did not watch the show. Of course, the movies later, but not the show. I remember seeing something, but I don't think I've ever seen the whole show. So, no.
Could you sing it for us in Swedish?
I could not sing it to you in Swedish. So, not because I don't want to, just because I don't want to.
So, Victor, what is Flipper?
Flipper is a beta program that we created here at Snaps for administering a Quicker server.
Okay, and you wrote it?
Yeah, I did, with the help of the whole Snaps team, of course.
So give us a walkthrough, an audio walkthrough of what Flipper is.
Tell us.
Rob, you want to do that, or do you want me to do that?
No, sure, I can take care of it. So basically, Flipper is an Adobe Air application, so that means it uses a platform that can be deployed on Windows, Mac, and Linux, and gives you just a window into your Quicker environment for doing common admin tasks, place management, member management, things like creating, locking, unlocking, registering, archiving places, or user management or member management for things like adding people, renaming them, adding and removing groups. All done from an intuitive interface and using REST API calls to the Qwiker server.
Right. And of course, this is stuff that could have been done before, but how would you have done it before in the days prior to Flipper?
Well, we used to have we still do a product that's freely downloadable from QuikerTemplates.com called AnyPlace Administrator, which where we used a web interface to do this. It hasn't been updated in many, many months. And I could say that it's not supported on anything above 7 or 7.5. But we wanted to – it's using the same kind of API. We're sending in basically XML, which you can do on using the kubectl command on the admin console on a server as well, where you could send – to basically execute a command by sending in an XML file and you can XML back. We're taking advantage of that, and we're also taking advantage of other things like servlets that already exist on a Qwiker server to get members from the LDAP directory and so on. But to really answer your question, the only way of doing this without any of those tools is to obviously build your own or using the admin console on a Qwiker server to execute those kubectl commands.
Right, and then of course you have to remember how the commands go and what the syntax is, and you have to have that admin access. So this is really an admin tool. This is something where you're managing your server as opposed to something an end user would use just to kind of get on Qwiker and do things, right?
Definitely. I mean, to just be able to do these things and send the commands in, you have to have the rights to do so, and the easiest way of getting those rights is not being an admin at all here. It would be to add you have to be added to the QP. Rob, help me out here. What's the group name that you have to be put in?
Oh, it's a super user group.
A super user group on that server. So you have access of doing these things to all the places, meaning, if you don't have access of locking a place, the tool won't let you do that either.
Okay. Well, and really, actually, just kind of backing up even farther to a kind of a more global level or something, the choice of Adobe Air as a tool for building this type of application, how did you kind of come to get interested in using Air, and why would you use that as opposed to any of the tools you used for, say, AnyPlace Admin?
I'm one of those who like to learn new techniques and new technologies. So I kind of sat down and started looking at all the videos and tutorials out there about Adobe Flex, which is what we're using to create these Air apps, and then obviously Air as well. And started looking at those, and I went to a conference, even a Flex conference in Indianapolis here a few months ago, and learned a lot there too. First time I went to a conference in 10 years where I wasn't a speaker, I think, and just an attendee, which was very interesting. But that's how it came about, and started figuring, man, we can do a lot of the Qwiker things that we at Snaps, of course, feel like home. Qwiker is home for us. So we started looking into using the knowledge that we had in-house, and using a product like Adobe Air is a great tool, because we can now create the tool, the command set or the code only once, and it would be able to be applied on basically any kind of machine out there, since Adobe Air runs on both Windows, Linux, and Macs. That was very important to us too.
Flipper, normally, can you paint a picture for the people out there who are not familiar with Qwiker administration, what they get out of the box and how Flipper you know, does things differently for them.
I'll take that one. Sure. Now, some of the admin activities that you might perform on a Qwiker server, you do from the web browser, like adding a person to a place. That's one of the great things about Qwiker itself, is that the end user manager of a team workplace can actually just go in and choose a user and add them to the place. You don't need administrators to go and put people into ACLs like you would with a normal Domino app, for instance. And some things that you do from an admin perspective, like Victor was talking about earlier, you actually need to sit at the server and type commands, or sit there with an admin client and type commands and know the exact parameter order and what parameters to use and so on. So the experience from a user standpoint changes from figuring out which way you're going to do it, either through a web UI in the places, a web UI in the admin area of Qwiker, because there are several things you only do in the admin area, or from the command line into just one intuitive little interface.
Okay. So installation and getting updates of Flipper, could I do it?
Well, I think so. You have to go to a website and click a button. That's pretty much it. Adobe Air apps are famous for their ability to install over the web. Once you have the Adobe Air platform installed, which you can either get from adobe.com, or if you go to an application like Flipper or PandaBear or any of several Adobe Air apps out there, they'll actually install that for you as part of the installation. And you just click the button, it installs and becomes a program on your desktop or in your application list on a Mac.
So one more question I had before we move on to PandaBear is, you know, what as developers, you know, you guys, when you develop this thing, how would you compare the development of Flipper, say, to the traditional, you know, web-based tool that you guys developed in the past? You know, was it a lot easier to do? You know, did you have a lot more freedoms using Air than developing it as a web application?
I'm going to go ahead and give that one to Victor, but I'll sort of prime him with, you know, our application development is typically within a container like a Domino NSF or inside Qwiker or something along those lines, typically. And we don't often do things for the desktop. It has a completely different model with, you know, similarities in scripting and things like that. But I'll let him talk about the ease of development in the Flex environment.
Well, Flex, which is a, you know, either a standalone, but it's still Eclipse based, or you can use it as a plugin in Eclipse to create your Flex applications. You can actually download the API and write it in a text editor too if you wanted to, but that'd be very complicated. It's very, very intuitive framework to work in. Flex is just beautiful. I wish a lot of other tools would use the same API, not the same API, but the same tool set and the same help that Flex is using. It has both a coding UI where you code all your action scripts, which Flex obviously requires. So you're creating everything in ActionScript, which also means that there's a lot of help and tutorials out there to help you, because you can not just search for Flex stuff, you can search for any kind of action script, meaning Flash tool set out there, and you can use that. But it also has a design UI where you can drag and drop things in, and you can always see what things will look like before you actually create it. And it has a built-in debugger, and it's very, very easy to work with that way. And that, you know, I've done a lot of ActionScript in the past for a lot of Flash projects before my Snaps time. I'm still living in Sweden, but it took me a little to get, you know, familiar with it again. ActionScript is just like any other, program language out there now. I mean, it's very similar to JavaScript and Java. So if you're familiar with those programming languages, it's very easy to get involved in it and start coding. The old AnyPlace Administrator we're using was obviously a web-based tool, so there it was a lot of HTML and JavaScript, and then calling Lotus Script and Java servlets, where we, you know, don't do that here. Because that tool was created way before the REST API was created, so we can now take advantage of the things that the Quicker platform or the Quicker server gives us for free now.
Okay, well, there was actually one other piece to the Flex. I mean, besides, or I guess not Flex, but Air specifically. We mentioned the cross platform, which is really, really nice, and how, you know, we can run these on our Macs, we can run them on Linux machines just as easily as they run on Windows. But there's also the aspect of updates, right? So when you have a bug fix or a new feature or something like that that you add to the app, it actually, the application updates itself pretty easily, doesn't it?
That's correct, Julian. Air has a built-in framework, and it's a little code you have to add to your app, but it's very, very easy, and it's several tutorials out there, is that it can automatically check for updates. So it really just go out to a domain or a URL and checks an XML file to see if there's an update there. And if there is, it will tell that user right away that there is one, and you know, you can download and install it right from within the application. You can set this check to do your those checks as often as you want, or not as often as you want, or whatever you say. We do a check a couple times a day only, because that's enough. But you can also go in from both PandaBear and Flipper from the settings catalog and actually check a check for update on a button there. To see if there is an update out there. And that's a really, really nice feature that in the Domino world that we live in, haven't seen many applications that can do this, the automatic update.
Right. We deploy templates as administrators with Domino and the refresh designs. With this application, because it's an end-user application on the desktop, it's really nice that Air gives us that ability. Just giving an example, this morning I came in and just started up Flipper a second ago, and it told me that the installed version is 0.27 and the update version is 0.28. I click on download now, install now, and it's such a small footprint of an application that it is now updated to 0.28. So within the space of a couple of sentences, I upgraded my Flipper application.
Hi folks, Rob Novak here for Collaboration University 2009. This is the fourth year that a group of independent partners has produced the most in-depth training available for Lotus's Web 2.0 product lineup. That's Quicker, Same Time, and Connections. Now, each of these enterprise products has a brand new version this year, and Collaboration University is the only place where you'll get a deep technical training and the most current advice and best practices from experts who work with them every day in many organizations. But people ask me, what makes CU different? And I have to say, it's probably three things. First would be personal attention from experts in a small, intimate setting. We only have a limited number of seats and a limited space at Collaboration University, so you get to spend time with those expert business partners and customers and network with others who are facing the same challenges as you. Second would be focus. We cover just what you need to know. In those 35 sessions over 3 days, we go in depth on exactly the subjects that affect your organization. Third is the return on investment. Alumni give CU high marks on how well their learning experience translates to their work back at the office. As well, at CU, you'll get examples and applications worth 10, even 20 times the registration fee. So, Collaboration Universities in Chicago, September 14th through 16th, and London, September 21st through 23rd. Register early for the best chance at some great IBM-sponsored hotel deals. There's limited availability of these, and to ensure the space, as we did sell out last year. Thanks very much. Please visit us at www.collaborationuniversity.com.
Well, now, I guess Flipper wasn't the first application you wrote for Quikr either, because when you started getting jiggy with Air, then there was also the more end user focused application. So tell us about Panda Bear.
Yeah, we started with Panda Bear, it's more of an end-user application. We wanted to not mimic the connectors that are out there that Quikr already have for their server, which is only a Windows-based so far. Connectors are we can basically upload and download your attachments inside of Quikr Places from within Lotus Notes, or they created same time plugins, and or you can use your Windows Explorer even and set up links to your places. We want to create a more of a high end users user power users is what the word we're using here. For users who live in Quikr to upload and download files a lot. That's how it started. It gives you a list of the server or servers if you have many, and a lot of people today are have places on Greenhouse, and there are also a lot of public places on Greenhouse, for instance, which is Lotus Greenhouse. And they, if they have a login, you can actually use the Panda Bear to even go to your places on Greenhouse. There's also another IBM site for...
internally, the IBMers have TAP, which is their technology access program, and a couple other Quikr servers. And usually we'll have, if they're in sales or business partners, they'll have multiple servers.
Yep.
So giving them one interface to get to multiple servers.
Exactly. Exactly. So the first thing you do there is you open up a server, and you'll get a list of the places that you have access to on that server. And then you can drill down all the way as deep as that place have, meaning in on a Domino server, that could be hundreds of levels deep, because you can have rooms within rooms within rooms, which is on the Domino server is different databases each one. On a J2E server, which Panda Bear works against J2E of course too, they have the folders and might even have folders within folders there. But you can drill down as deep as that product is, that place has, and find all your files that are attached to that place. And then you can easily drag and drop those files, or drag those files out of the place down to your desktop, or save them down to your desktop, I should say. What you can also do is create favorites, which is one of the newer features we added. So you might have a place where there's a room a couple of levels deep that you always work in. You need files there constantly, both to drag files up there, update the files there, and take the files down or save files down to your desktop. If you're going to have to drill down every single time to that place, it might be 10 clicks before you get to where you want to be. I created the feature of adding a favorite to any level in there, and it will show up as in a favorites folder at the top of the list above all the other servers. You can also very easy double click really anywhere on a place or any folder, and it will open up what we call a little window,
drop zone,
which today looks like a little panda bear head, the same as the icon. But in the future here, very soon, as one of the features I'm working on right now, you will be able to change that icon between a few different templates that we're going to have under the settings. So you can have a little bit more, some users have asked for a little bit more professional drop zone. And you can actually have as many of these drop zones up on your desktop as you want, and they can just, stay floating on your desktop, and you can drag files to them, and it, especially if you're a power user, that's very powerful, that you can have several of those open and drag files to them.
So, Victor, I have to ask here, and Rob, Panda Bear? I mean, the name. It's very, I mean, I like pandas and stuff like that, but tell us, I mean, where'd you come up with Panda Bear? No fighting about this.
No. Okay, so the backstory here is that when we come back from Lotusphere, generally in our company, we have a meeting and decide what to do next, right? As many IBM business partners would do. This year, I left from Lotusphere off on a multi-continent adventure for about 10 days. And so that puts Victor into R&D mode, starts to tinker and play with the things that he's interested in. And when I came home, he showed me the very beginnings of what we didn't have a name for at the time, which is now codenamed Panda Bear. And he showed me this drop zone, and it was a little gray, bluish window square thing. And I said, that's a little boring, but, you know, that's okay. It does what it's supposed to do. A couple hours later, he came back and said, come and look at it. And he had grabbed an image of Kung Fu Panda from the poster and made that the drop zone just to prove to me that you could use any kind of graphic you wanted. So from there, we just decided, let's call it Panda Bear while it's in beta. And changed the icons and found a really cool icon set for the panda and later on for Flipper. So that's why it's called Panda Bear. I wish I could come up with something very interesting, like, you know, the rarity of pandas and the intelligence of dolphins fed into our conversation, but really it was more about the cool icons.
You mean like Panda Jam, right?
Panda Jam.
Or Flipper Jam. No, I'm kidding.
This was actually an example of icon-driven development.
Yes. Pretty much, actually, yeah.
It's also a very eco-friendly program.
Wait till you meet the hippo.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Actually, there was one other question, and then, Rob, I'm going to ask you a kind of an executive question, too. But from the development standpoint, in terms of sort of the point of developing this, there's already this Quicker Connections program or Quicker Connectors that runs on Windows that allows you to do sort of this type of thing in terms of treating Quicker like a file system. What does Panda give us beyond what Quicker has already given us in the connectors?
I don't know if it's so much beyond as it is complementary, because with connectors, of course, connectors working currently only on Windows, they do have a Windows Explorer interface for the connectors. So you do have, you know, quote unquote, drag and drop. The differences between them, with connectors, you add places yourself, so you only see the places that you've added. With Panda Bear, we explore all of the places you have access to and immediately give the ability to go into drag and drop mode. That and it being cross-platform are really the differentiators. Not that we're trying to differentiate, because as connectors evolve, you know, we're going to be working with Panda Bear across the different platforms. You know, being the same exact code is nice. But our use case is a little different. The use case for us is you've got, you know, your high-end project workers who are working with the same places all the time and want a really fast, easy way to do this. Another use case is if you have some remote or external workers and you don't want to really go to the trouble of deploying the full-blown connector Windows installation. And you don't need some of what connectors have because the connectors are powerful in one way that they have, the Windows Explorer interface, but they also integrate with Microsoft Office and Symfony and Notes at the same time and give you all these different choices of interfaces. So that's really where we were going with it, complementary and in alternate use cases where you wouldn't necessarily want to deploy the connectors.
Right. Well, for example, all four of us on the call right now are using Macs.
Well, so. And of course, to support those, we're expecting a version of connectors for the Mac in the near future, probably in the quicker next time frame. But we don't know exactly how that's going to work. And for the purpose of Panda Bear, we don't really care because it's just the same code.
Okay, well, Rob, on to your executive question. I was going to ask, why free? It's Victor put a lot of time into developing this, and all of us at Snaps kind of chipped in terms of testing and installing and building up the websites and things like that. But and now you're giving it away. So how did you make the decision that this was something that was going to be free?
Quicker is a niche in the world. Niche, I guess, is the correct pronunciation here. And while there are 10 million or more users and tens of thousands of customers for Quicker, getting something out there that's a third-party or ISV type of a thing is a difficult proposition, as many of us know in the industry. We don't usually build products here at Snaps to become paid products. We're more of a consultancy anyway. And so with Panda Bear and Flipper, the idea was let's get something out there that we can seed and see if it has utility and legs and value. Because, one of our tenets is, Julian, is we don't charge people based on the time that we spend on something. We charge based on the value that it provides to customers. So that's my executive overview of value-based pricing anyway. Flipper and Panda Bear are useful tools for Quicker administrators and users. We thought, let's get them out there to as many people as possible. And then we'll look at, in the future, maybe deployment scenarios for large enterprises and what that might take in terms of support and potential for having something cost. That's my answer.
Okay, Bruce back here with some wrap-up questions for you guys. What's next for Panda Bear and Flipper in that order, Rob and Victor?
Okay, well, we're taking all of the beta feedback that we're getting. We're getting feedback via Twitter. We're getting feedback, a couple of emails occasionally, and on our blogs as well. So we're taking that feedback and feeding in good ideas, fixing bugs, looking at different configuration scenarios, and continuing down the beta path. We're at 0.52 for Panda Bear and 0.28 for Flipper right now. So we're pretty early in the beta process, and we'll continue to build them out. For Panda Bear, we're looking at futures beyond the beta program. The potential for making Panda Bear work with, or making a version of it work with, Lotus Connections 2.5, which is set for release coming up here pretty soon, and particularly the files interface and connections. So that's the next direction for Panda Bear. I should mention, before I forget, that we've been told that it works with FileNet because it has the same REST API. So that's where we're going with Panda Bear next. With Flipper, we've only put in 14 of
the capabilities about, there's probably 35 total that an administrator would do. We're going to make sure that it works in a lot of different architectures and deployment scenarios, and then add some more of the features that you find in like an Anyplace Administrator product or other things you can do from the command line.
And obviously, we would love to have feedback on that on Twitter or our blogs on what of there, if there are commands out there that administrators are using on a daily basis that they would like to see. We've also heard Flipper only works for Lotus Quicker for Domino, or for Lotus Domino services, and obviously people are asking for a J2E version, and we're going to look into that future, but absolutely no promises.
Okay, very cool. So a couple things. People, if they want to follow you guys on Twitter, can you lay that out for them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Actually, Twitter and the blogs are pretty much the same. It's pretty easy
and
for Victor.
Rob, why don't you just follow up, too, with the URLs where people can go find Panda Bear and Flipper?
Sure.
And you keep them on separate URLs so they don't fight, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. Yeah. For Victor, his blog is victor.com, VIKTR.com, and he can be followed on Twitter at VIKTR. And mine is lotusrockstar.com, and you can follow me at lotusrockstar on Twitter. Now, for downloading the products, it's very easy, one page, one button interface. You can log in with your quickertemplates.com ID or sign up in 2 minutes for that ID and log in at either of the following two, Flipper, FLIPPR.snaps.com. And again, Snaps has two P's. So flipper.snaps.com or pandabear.snaps.com.
Excellent, excellent. You know, I've read a lot of great things from people who have used both of the products. And frankly, I haven't downloaded them yet. I did register because I was testing out, I guess, the registration stuff for Julian. Was that you, Julian, who made me do that? No?
I don't make you do anything, Bruce. No.
Well, it worked well. It worked well, as all of your code does. And I really appreciate, we really appreciate, you know, Rob and Victor taking some minutes out of their morning here to talk about Flipper and Panda Bear. So very cool stuff, guys. I mean, I like to see when companies go out, you know, and just create something that hasn't been done before. Kudos to you guys, man.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Julian, any parting words for your coworkers?
No, I'll chat with you guys after this.
All right. Thanks again, Rob and Victor.
All right. Take
Thank
care.
You.